The Archdiocese of Birmingham in the UK welcomed its new leader this week. He's Archbishop Bernard Longley, the former Auxiliary of Westminster, who was installed in Birmingham's Metropolitan Cathedral on Tuesday, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. He takes over from Archbishop Vincent Nichols, who headed the Archdiocese for the last 9 years, before being appointed to Westminster in April this year. Ordained priest by Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, the 54-year-old Archbishop Longley has served as National Ecumenical Officer for the Bishops of England and Wales and was here in Rome just recently for a meeting paving the way for the next session of ARCIC, the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. During his visit here, I talked with Archbishop Longley to find out more about his views and his feelings as he prepared to take over as the new head in the Birmingham Archdiocese. You've had a couple of months now, really, since the announcement of your appointment to get used to your new archdiocese. What do you see, perhaps, as the biggest challenges facing you there?
Well, I think for myself going into Birmingham, principally, of course, to get to know the communities in the archdiocese. Of course, that means getting to know the priests, and I do want to spend some time doing that in the early months, but also something about the history and the configuration of the diocese. 150 miles from North Staffordshire, north to South Oxfordshire.
Isn't it one of the biggest in the country?
I think that's right, and it covers seven cities. So to understand the differences and the particular characteristics of those cities, that will be fascinating, I think. And also to come to see it, to understand it through the experience of those, the auxiliary bishops, the deans, the clergy and the parish communities, for whom this is home, and for me it will be home too. So I'm looking forward to that very much. I think having lived in East London for the last 7 years, quite a number of the issues that come up there regularly. The way that people live with the pressures of urban life, and obviously safety, jobs, education, and the things which are a natural concern to local communities, I'm sure that they will be very much part of the agenda within the West Midlands as well as North and South in the diocese. I think also alongside getting to know the Catholic Church in the diocese, the Archdiocese of Birmingham, to have the opportunity of getting to know my ecumenical partners there and also the interreligious leaders and the interreligious dialogue, which is very rich, I think, in Birmingham itself.
Certainly your archdiocese includes cities with very large Muslim populations. Do you see this as a real difficulty, or what do you see as the most important areas there?
Well, I think it's an opportunity, really, if there is a significant presence within the local community of people of faith, and that's the first thing, really, to search for those things which do hold us together in terms of the experience and the expression of faith, and to look for good cooperation at every level within the local community, but also at the church and faith leaders level. And I'm pleased to say, I mean, my predecessor, Archbishop Vincent Nichols, has done tremendous work there with the interreligious leaders, particularly within Birmingham. So I'm looking forward very much to becoming part of that, and also with them to building upon this very important legacy. Ecumenically, I'm delighted that in the last 2 months since my appointment was announced, I've heard from the bishops in the five Anglican dioceses that are within the territory of Birmingham Catholic Diocese, and I'm looking forward very much to meeting up with Bishop David Urquhart, who is the Bishop of Birmingham, who's very kindly gathering people together for me to meet. So I'm looking forward to building upon those good relationships too.
It's been an interesting time in Anglican-Catholic dialogue. There's the prospect of the next round of ARCIC talks starting up. The Archbishop of Canterbury here in Rome just very recently to meet with the Pope. And yet it was amidst concerns about the new apostolic constitution and fears that that might be an obstacle, a setback to the ecumenical dialogue. How do you see that?
Well, I'm pleased for the clarification which the meeting between the Archbishop and the Holy Father has brought to these two interrelated but distinct issues. The personal journey of faith, which the Apostolic Constitution addresses, but the continuing dialogue, which I think has received tremendous encouragement and a new impetus from this recent visit of Archbishop Rowan. So I think we can look forward to clearly a serious dialogue which doesn't turn away from the difficult issues, but one which acknowledges the 40 years of dialogue and fruitful relationship between the churches of the Anglican Communion and the Roman Catholic Church. And it has been very interesting to see that develop, and I look forward to seeing how that actually will flourish and encourage local ecumenism too, because I'm mindful also of the impact of the Anglican Roman Catholic committees in various countries, including England. At the same time, I think there's been tremendous ecumenical multilateral interest in the Archbishop's visit to the Holy Father in recent days, and I hope that too will encourage the multilateral dimension of ecumenical work at home. So again, I'm looking forward to getting to know the church leaders from within Methodism, the United Reformed Church and Baptist Union, and the Orthodox Church within the West Midlands.
The Catholic Church's relations with other Christian churches will probably be high on the agenda in 2010 with a possible papal visit coming up. Can you tell us anything about that at all?
Well, if you ask me, what a year ahead to be going to Birmingham too, with the possibility and the strengthening possibility of a visit by Pope Benedict, and also the prospect of the beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman, particularly, I mean, thinking of his spiritual roots within the Church of England and within the Roman Catholic Church. And I would hope that, again, if we reflect on the legacy of Cardinal Newman, helping our churches to engage with society today with those important issues and encouraging us to be a voice in the public sphere, and to encourage, not just for those who are ordained, but for the active participation of all the membership of the church in public life, wherever that's possible and appropriate.
There must be mounting expectation up there in the Diocese of Birmingham around this visit, is there?
I'd certainly agree with that, and there is, I think there's a lot of excitement, and of course at the moment it has to remain a hope, but and a very strong hope, but I think the presence of the Holy Father, if that visit does come about, will be something that really does strengthen not only the local Catholic community, but also the engagement of the churches together with society.
Going back to your own appointment, I've seen you described in various ways by commentators as witty, bookish, gentle, holy. Do you see yourself in one or all of those particular descriptions?
I've not believed everything I've read, and you shouldn't either. But it's on the one hand, it can be very flattering to read those things about yourself. On the other hand, it presents you with a challenge, and I would hope just to be myself when I'm in Birmingham, and I look forward with all my heart to serving there and to being dedicated to the service of the Catholic Church in the Archdiocese of Birmingham, encompassing all that the Church is and really appreciating the life of that Archdiocese and its people and its priests.
You're also described as something of a conservative, and it is a fact that there is, or there seems to be, increasing divisions, if you like, within the church today.
I don't think labels, I've never found those sorts of labels to be particularly helpful or productive, certainly not in terms of dialogue. To listen to people and their views, to make an assessment, of course, of those, but if I wanted any label, if I were happy with any label, it would simply to be Catholic, to be loyal to the Church's teaching, but to look for opportunities of drawing other people closer to that. So if there is a label, just leave it at Catholic.
Thank you very much. Thanks there to Archbishop Bernard Longley, the new head of the Diocese of Birmingham in the UK.